Welcome, welcome everyone to the PWC podcast. You know, today's deep dive, well, it's about something that I think we all kind of bump into in life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things that you don't really realize is going on until maybe you step back and take a look.
It is. It really is. So have you ever had that feeling where, like, you're in a fight, but you can't see your opponent?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, it's like, something's weighing you down or stealing your peace, but you can't put your finger on exactly what it is.
Right, like there's a pressure or a sense of unease, but the source is totally hidden.
Yes. And that, my friends, is often what we're talking about when we talk about spiritual warfare.
It's not always this big dramatic thing you see in movies. It's often much more subtle, more of a like an undercurrent that affects our thoughts and feelings.
It really is. And you know, what's wild is that so many people go through life not even realizing this battle is raging all around them, you know?
Exactly. It's not about literal armies clashing or anything like that.
No.
It's more about how this opposition shows up in everyday life. You know, those distractions that just won't let you focus.
Oh, tell me about it.
Or that discouragement that saps your energy, the fear that paralyzes you, or the shame that makes you want to hide.
You hit the nail on the head with that one. And even things like pride or addiction, they can be part of this too.
Absolutely. And the goal of all this isn't just to make us feel bad. It's to stop us from experiencing the freedom that Jesus wants for us.
That's the real target.
It's like someone's trying to jam the signal, you know, to keep us from connecting with God and living the full life he has planned.
It makes you think about that moment in Mark chapter 4, verse 40, where Jesus asks his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" I mean, they were in a literal storm, but doesn't that question apply to us too?
All the time. Like, if even the wind and the waves obey Jesus, why do we get so shaken by our problems?
Seriously, it makes you think. It's like we need to be more intentional, more aware of what's going on around us. Like Ephesians 5:15 says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil."
And that verse is so key. It's not about living in fear, but about being wise and making the most of our time.
And, you know, realizing this spiritual battle is happening doesn't mean we should freak out. It's actually about understanding the truth so we can stand strong.
That's it. It's like knowing your opponent's moves in a game. You can counter them better if you know what they're going to do.
Exactly. And James 4:7 gives us a super clear strategy. It says, "Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you." Boom. Two steps.
It's powerful, right? Yeah. And the order is important. We submit to God first. That's our foundation. And then we can resist anything that tries to pull us away.
Okay. So let's break this down for everyone. Step one, submit to God daily. What does that look like in practice?
Well, it starts with giving our day to God, like really surrendering our plans and desires to him, you know, acknowledging that he's in control and looking to him for guidance.
So it's not just about trying harder on our own.
Not at all. It's about tapping into his strength, relying on his power to get us through.
I love that. And step two, resist the devil. This one can sound a little scary to some people.
I get that. But it doesn't mean we have to go looking for a fight. It's more about not letting those lies take root in our minds.
Okay, so what's a practical way to do that?
Speak the truth out loud. Declare God's promises over your situation. When doubt creeps in, shout out your faith. When shame tries to drag you down, remind yourself who you are in Christ.
It's like shining a light on those shadows, right?
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of God's word.
So true. Okay, what about staying spiritually sharp? What does that look like?
That's about feeding our spirits, you know? Is being part of a church community, spending time in worship and prayer.
So important.
And, you know, surrounding yourself with people who encourage your faith. Our environment really matters.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference. And then there's speaking life. This is one I'm always working on because our words, they have so much power.
Oh, for sure. They can build up or tear down. Speaking life means choosing to encourage, to offer hope, to speak words that reflect God's love.
It's about being mindful of what we say, not just letting negativity fly out of our mouths. And finally, walking in humility. Some people think humility is weakness, but that's so not true.
Right. It's actually the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter 5 tells us to humble ourselves under God's mighty hand. That's where we find true strength.
It's recognizing our need for God and letting go of that need to be right or in control all the time.
Humility is about trusting God, leaning on him, not trying to do everything ourselves.
And that brings us to you, dear listener. Where do you feel this spiritual battle happening in your life right now? What are you struggling with?
Take a moment to really think about it. Are you dealing with anxiety, doubt, temptation, fatigue?
Maybe it's discouragement or something else entirely.
Whatever it is, Naming it is the first step to overcoming it.
And remember, you are not alone in this. 1 Peter 5.10 says, "And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast."
That's a promise we can cling to, even when things are tough.
It is. God wants to restore us, to make us strong. So let's create a battle plan you can use this week. First, identify the battle. Be honest about where you're struggling.
Don't try to hide it or pretend it's not there.
Next, find God's word about it. Search the scriptures for verses that address your specific struggle and write them down or put them on your phone.
Say those verses out loud every day. Let them sink into your heart.
Third, pray with purpose. Talk to God about your struggle specifically.
Don't just say the same old words. Pour your heart out to him.
And finally, don't fight alone. Reach out to a friend, a family member, or a small group at church.
Share your burdens, pray together, and support each other.
We actually have an incredible community here at PWC, Pittsford Wesleyan Church. If you're looking for a place to connect and grow in your faith, we would love for you to visit.
Come join us. We have so much to offer.
We want to be clear. Spiritual warfare is real, but so is your victory in Christ.
He has already won the battle for us.
So put on your armor, stand strong, stay humble, and walk in that freedom.
Don't let the enemy discourage you.
Amen to that. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for revealing this spiritual battle to us. Please give us strength to resist the enemy and to stand firm in our faith. Clothe us with your armor, Lord. Remind us that you are with us always and that you have already overcome the world. Teach us to walk in your freedom and to speak life into every situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You know, if this deep dive has resonated with you, we encourage you to share it with a friend who might need to hear this message.
And if you're facing a specific challenge right now and could use some prayer, please reach out to us. You are not alone.
We believe in the power of prayer, and we would be honored to pray for you.
Come visit us at pwc.pittsfordwesleyanchurch. Join us this Sunday at 11 a.m.
We'd love to have you.
I look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much for listening to the PWC podcast. We encourage you to join us this Sunday at 11 a.m.